Jonathan McKay came to Baylor as an undergrad in 2009, but he stayed on for an MBA at the Handkammer School of Business, focusing on entrepreneurship.
I have big visions, big dreams of running a big company one day.
He'll still be a student when the building opens in the fall of 2015, and he's excited about the collaborative atmosphere it's supposed to create. 36 team rooms will pepper the outside of an inner atrium, places for small groups to meet and hash out ideas.
You never know who can be the next Mark Zuckerberg one day. So if I ever come to our group room, we all have to bring our special focus in that particular room and hone together to figure out what we all do best. You never know, we can come from the symbol right here to the new business school.
Baylor began building the structure in March of this year, and the contracting company says it's about 45% complete. The $100 million building is the latest in what Baylor says is over $1 billion in new facilities constructed since 2001. The Foster campus will feature a 9,200-square-foot conference center, 267 offices, 41 classrooms, and a 350-seat auditorium. The heart of the building is a giant atrium that will feature a stock ticker, TVs playing the news, and a coffee shop. Adam Bush is the lead architect with Overland Partners. He says the design of the atrium is based on the structure of a geode.
Well, if you think about a geode having more of a shell and then a hollow center, the atrium really is the heart of the building, and it's a large open area that has lots of interaction, not just four square walls on the inside where you inhabit around the perimeter, but you could actually interact within it, and you feel like you have a close connection to others. So even though the space is large, it still feels comfortable for different size groups and for even individuals.
That collaborative environment is what the school was after in the construction of the campus. Dr. Terry Manis is the dean of the business school. He says in order for his students to succeed, they need to know how to work in a team environment, negotiate, and pitch ideas in small groups.
And then within the classroom, the ability to just have open discussion where people are looking at each other as opposed to looking at the back of heads, collaborate, discuss, and then break back out again.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.